Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the 2014 National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference. Joining me now, the Reverend Richard Boring. He's from the Nebraska District. He's the executive for missions and outreach there and a presenter here at the National RSTM Conference. Pastor Boring, so good to have you with us this morning and talk about your work in the Nebraska District and also here at the RSTM Conference.
Okay. Good morning. It's great to be with you this morning. And I work with missions and outreach of the Nebraska District. A lot of people, I think, in the Midwest, you don't think, well, there's really that many mission opportunities. One of the things we have because of being a Nebraska and agricultural state, we have a lot of packing houses. And the packing houses have brought people from the ends of the earth to live among us in the Nebraska District. And one of the ministries we've been involved with for quite some time is the people from Sudan, who basically because of the war, the struggles and difficulties, have come into especially Omaha and Lincoln. Omaha actually, in the last few years, has been one of the largest percentage of Sudanese in the United States, in Omaha.
Wow.
And so we've had the opportunity to work with there. I've had the opportunity to be in Sudan a couple of different times. Right now, that country is in a war in South Sudan among the tribes. We have a man, Reverend John Dang, who's been serving over there for us. Been involved in Hispanic ministry. We have a lot of rural communities that over half their population now is Hispanic because of the packing houses. And what will happen sometimes, they'll be in like Grand Island or Lexington. Lexington is a community of about 12,000, and over 60% of the people are Hispanic. It's changed their schools. One of the things I'll be talking about today with their schools, it's interesting in the school, they've taken some of their students from one of their elementary schools. And they take the students in the morning, and the classes are in English. In the afternoon, they're in Spanish.
So it's a bilingual program then throughout the day. They start in English,
yes.
and then they finish the day in Spanish.
Yeah, so they'll do their spelling, their reading, math, all those different things that they do them. And so what it's done is really helped the students, and they've realized learn another language, how that's so important, and it's easier to learn other languages after learning that first one. So they just automatically, that's how the classroom's set up. And
wow.
They kind of rotate it, how they do the classes. And
So in the morning in English, and then lunch, I guess, both languages, and then any language.
Any language, playground, any language.
And then in the afternoon, in Spanish.
Spanish, yeah.
Wow, and think of how that will benefit the kids, the children, as they go out from there, how that will make them able to serve in so many places and more, I guess, just well-rounded, too, as servants.
Another population that continues to move into Nebraska is Muslims, and we've been starting to do some ministry in Omaha, working among the Muslim people there, and have a man and wife who come out of northern Sudan, and they're Arab, and they become Christians while they were over there. And so now they're connecting with the Muslim people, sharing the love of Jesus Christ with the Muslim people who are moving into the Omaha area.
So the face of rural and small town communities in the U.S. today is different than what it was a couple of decades ago, isn't it?
Completely different, and a lot of things are taking place as I travel in and out, and I'm involved a lot with our rural congregations and really helping our rural churches to engage their communities. And years ago, it was interesting. Everybody knew everybody in the rural area. Nowadays, I can walk into a community of 200 people and say, "Do you know everybody here?" And they don't. And it's not just because it's not because of all the ethnic people who are moving in, because a lot of times they're not even in some of those rural areas. But it's people coming there maybe from a community that's a little bit larger because there's cheaper housing, and a lot of times you're finding a lot of single moms who are coming into those communities too, because they can find a house and the rent is not as high. So it's just really interesting to see the rural communities changing. And sometimes what I would really call some of these people, I'd call them the rural poor. And what I mean by that is there's always been poor people in the rural area, but a lot of times they were families and they were connected. And now you have this rural poor coming in. A lot of people would just simply not even be there. They bring different things with them. A lot of times, like I say, they're families. They may be in split up. There's a lot of struggles. And so sometimes the community almost ignores they're there.
What does this mean then for the congregations, for those rural and small town congregations in those communities where those needs exist, where someone, as you were just describing, the very person that you were describing, that may have needs that that quite often the community may overlook?
Well, it really means learning to build relationships with them. And the key piece is, in the rural area, most people there who've been there for a long time, they have a bibliography. They have a history. People know about them. But when these new people come in, they don't have a bibliography. They're not connected to that community. And so not being connected to that community, it takes time to do that. And it really has to be the church to learn about them and to ask questions and to find out where they come from, what's been going on in their life. And a lot of these people are struggling with difficulties, probably really have never been loved the right way, never known the love of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so what an opportunity for the church to walk alongside them and to realize it's going to be messy. You know, when you go fishing, you got to finally clean them. and it's really that way of working among these people and to realize, and I think the other thing is, as a church, we got to understand that God has created good works in us. And to realize that neighbor across the street, maybe they're not connected to Jesus yet, but he's got something special he's wanting to use them for. And I think a lot of times as a church, we think, well, it's us going and doing something. But hey, these people are special, just like at the woman at the well. When you think of the woman at the well and Jesus goes there, I just love what took place there, because what did he do? He asked her for something. He realized she had value.
Yeah, and there's forgiveness spoken there too in that situation. And right in our own communities, in our own neighborhoods, there are opportunities to speak the words of forgiveness in the name of Jesus, right?
Yes. And that's what's so powerful, because these people need to know that hope. They're searching for hope in all different ways, maybe in relationships and drugs, alcohol, but how we have the true hope. We have the hope of Jesus Christ and how we can bring that message. And we got to come and let them realize that we are broken too. Mm-hmm. And what a gracious God who has healed our brokenness. Whatever it may be, we've all had different things in our life that we've struggled with, and we continue to struggle with, but to know we live underneath God's grace, and that's the same message they need to hear.
We're broken too. We're no better. We're no more righteous than that neighbor who brings in all kinds of baggage or trouble as well. We're no better than them. We're just, our works and our self-righteousness is just as filthy and as anyone else's.
Yes. Yeah. And they're hungry for that message. And I think sometimes we come across as, you know, how terrible this world is, and it is, and we know that the devil's roaring like a lion. But some of these people, they're not against the church. But mm-hmm. I think we get this idea that they're against the church. They don't even know anything about Jesus. They don't know anything about the church. And if we don't go outside our walls, they're not going to be able to see Jesus and know him. I mean, we're the ones to take the message to them.
Tell us a little bit about the presentations you're giving here at the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference.
Okay. I've kind of shared part of what I'll be doing this morning in the preliminary, because what I'm going to look at is the myths in the rural areas. And one of the first myths I'm going to talk about in the rural area is a lot of people think that the rural area, that they're not as busy.
Mm-hmm.
Today, to really realize in the rural area, and I've had some people come from larger communities in the city, and get them to go understand what's taking place in the rural area. In the rural area, to make it function today, everybody's got to be involved in several different things. You've got to be on the school board, the parent league, maybe you're on the fire department. I'm going to show a video this morning of one of the struggles in the rural areas to find volunteers for the fire department. And the people who are on there, this guy, he has a garage, and he fixes cars, and as soon as the whistle blows, he's off to put the fire out. And I think in larger communities, it's hard for them to grasp that.
Sure.
To make that work, everybody's got to be involved. So they are busy. They're in what people...
You wear many hats, right?
You wear many hats, and people will make the comment from larger cities, well, we hire people to do those, right?
Yeah. Well, so you're going to address some of the myths of rural and small town mm-hmm. communities, and then what does it mean to be a congregation in those those settings?
Yeah. What it really means to be in a congregation in those settings is to really be light and salt. God's mm-hmm. called us to be light and salt out into the world. So it really means we got to be out there and to know these people. And part of the tension that's there in the rural areas is, we will go into some rural communities and working with a church, and the average age can be 38, 39 years old. And the group you're talking to in that church is 65 or older, and they're blown away. 38, 39 is the average age. But what you have to understand is, during the daytime in that rural area, that age group people's off to the next community working. at night when they come back into the community at 6 o'clock, these people have had their dinner that night and they're watching Wheel of Fortune and getting ready to go to bed. and so you basically got two communities passing each other. And so how does the church see this community that's among them? How do they
engage them? Yeah.
Engage them, just visit with them and talk to them. And how does the church really see that need? And a lot of it is just at first, just what are some things you can do? Where are they hanging out?
Yeah.
And just working in that direction.
Well, very good. And so you're presenting on that this morning. And what about the opportunities that you have with just under a minute here, the opportunities you have to network and meet with other people here at the Rural and Small Town Mission Conference?
Well, it's just a great opportunity to connect with people that maybe you haven't seen for a while, just to hear what's going on in their ministries. It is really a time to strengthen each other in our faith in Jesus, just to share what's going on and to realize it's an exciting time. I mean, it's a great opportunity that God is giving us at this time and placed us wherever at across the United States as we think of rural ministry, to have that opportunity to be His light, to be His salt.
Well, it is, and you can hear the crowd in the background. Things are starting to warm up here. Breakfast is happening. The schedule is starting to pick up. And thank you, Reverend Richard Boring from the Nebraska District Executive for Missions and Outreach. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning here on His Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm Andy Bates, broadcasting live from the National Rural and Small Town Mission Conference on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.